Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, welcome back into the 2025 Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union, and we are live at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We're brought to you by Charles Leach Insurance, Firehouse Subs, 1-800-BOARD-UP, and G.S. Jones Restoration, and the National Fire Sprinkler Association. We've got Harry Callis and Chris Muller here, and that's going to be your next 2 hours. And I'm excited to talk with Callis about whatever comes to mind. Maybe some Aaron Rodgers. Definitely some more Aaron Rodgers. But now that the Rodgers news has died down and we are officially in Mueller territory, which is FCC safe harbor zone, after 10 o'clock, you know, whatever happens, happens situation. I am, in fact, going to hatch, and that's why Adam Crowley is still sitting here.
Hello, friends.
I am going to hatch on Harry Callis, my Pittsburgh sports media, I'll call it my citizenship quiz. Now, inspired by the United States citizenship test, which, if you've never heard of it, is something obviously non-natural-born U.S. citizens have to take to become a citizen. The rub about this quiz is that it is very hard to pass for a U.S.-born person, just a natural-born U.S. citizen, because there are so many questions in it that essentially cover topics that Pittsburghers, that U.S. citizens take for granted. They might know, but they don't really think about. So if you want to be a citizen and you're not from here originally, it's a pretty tough ask. Now, my 20-question, fairly rapid-fire, sports media in Pittsburgh citizenship test for Harry Callis, who has occasionally displayed some gaps in his knowledge, is very simple and very straightforward. This is pass-fail, Harry. There are 20 questions. If you get at least 12 of them correct, you pass. Any less, you fail. Does failing mean anything for your career? No. Does passing mean anything for your career? No.
Thank goodness.
None of this has any bearing on anything that you're about to do in life. It's just to see how you do. I will also tell you that while I set this up as, ooh, the U.S. citizenship test is hard, this is not a hard test. Crowley took it. He got 19 out of 20.
I missed one. I'm an idiot.
He missed one. He kind of felt dumb about it. But it's in a sport that I think is in your wheelhouse. Callis, are you ready to do this?
Can I say just quickly?
Yeah.
I would like to say that I support you, and I believe in you, and I think you will get at least 13 correct.
Good PR for Crowley. He's making up for – he's balancing the universe.
He sees right through me, Chris.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
First category, we're going to go with football. We're going to go through the whole category, then we'll switch to a new one. So it's going to be football, it's going to be baseball, it's going to be hockey, and then there's a pit slash miscellaneous. But I think it's essentially, as I look back at the questions I came up with, yeah, it's all pit. So it's just a pit category. All right. Callis, the Immaculate Reception is the most famous play in football history, most would argue. Who was the Steelers' opponent in the Immaculate Reception game?
The Oakland Raiders.
Callis, my friend, you are one for one.
We should have a round of applause
in
the studio audience.
I'm going to make tally marks here. I'm going to make right, so R, wrong, and we're in the one. Okay. Callis, football question number two. Name the receiver who caught the winning touchdown pass in the Steelers' Super Bowl 43 win over the Arizona Cardinals.
It's Antonio Holmes.
Callis is two for two. Okay. Now, this one, I think the difficulty goes up a little bit here. Question three. Ben Roethlisberger's passer rating in the Steelers' Super Bowl 40 victory was the worst by a winning quarterback in the history of the game. Notably, Ben did not throw a touchdown pass. However, one Steelers player did throw one. Who was it?
Hines Ward?
Oh. Callis, that's incorrect. You got the wrong end of the connection there. It was Antoine Randall throwing to Hines Ward. That is one in the wrong column. But you're doing fine.
That's okay. You're around it.
Two for three as a
neighborhood play almost.
Two for three. Oh, yeah. I mean, it displayed an obvious knowledge of the play itself. Callis, question number four on your Pittsburgh sports media citizenship test. He needs 12 out of 20, 60% to pass. Currently, only three Pittsburgh Steelers have their number officially retired by the team. Name two of them.
Franco Harris.
That's one.
I don't think Bradshaw does. No, he doesn't, because we just talked about that on the morning show the other day. Terrible radio. Hold on. I got to go.
No, it's okay. I'll vamp for a little bit here.
All right.
He's got Franco Harris. He's done better than I thought. I mean, when he came right out of the chute with Oakland Raiders, Crowley, I got uneasy.
Even the miss was on the fairway.
The miss, Yeah. The miss was like, he just missed to the wrong side of the cup or something like that. He's got a downhill putt left.
Yes.
Kallis, I will put you on the clock, though, so we're going to go 10 count right now. 10.
Some would argue the greatest Steeler of all time.
9.
Most would argue.
8.
Joe
all
Green.
Would argue. Joe Green, he's got 3.
Let's go.
Folks, he's 3 of 4. He's cooking the
Let's
test.
Let's go.
Okay,
75%
for 80% on your football section, which I did not think was going to be your strong point. Which Pittsburgh area high school, or just Pittsburgh high school, did Pitt star and future NFL Hall of Famer Dan Marino attend?
The University of Pittsburgh.
No. Which Pittsburgh high school?
Oh, high school. Jeez, sorry. I thought. Sorry. No.
No, that doesn't count as a wrong answer. Right. We're going to let you re-answer. Which Pittsburgh high school did Pitt star and future NFL Hall of Famer Dan Marino attend?
I actually don't quite know this one, but I'm going to take a guess.
Okay.
And say Clairton.
He did not attend Clairton.
Drat.
He was not a Bear.
Okay.
All right.
Where'd he go?
Central Catholic.
Drat. I feel like I should have known.
He said drat.
In curses.
Can I swear? It's after 10 o'clock.
No, you can't.
He said drat, which I think is just tremendous.
Very easy, by the way, to donate to our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Text the word FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-3456. That's 3456. On the Don's Appliance text to donate line or go to 937thefan.com. Very easy at 937thefan.com to find your way to a donation link. All right, baseball. Here we go. This one's a little tough to start. I think they get easier as they go here. The Atlanta Braves ended the Pirates World Series hopes in heartbreaking fashion in game seven, of the 1992 NLCS. Former Pirates Sid Bream scored the winning run for the Braves. Name the Atlanta batter who drove him in.
This is the one that I missed.
This
here,
is the hard one.
And it's embarrassing.
It's a hard one.
For me, it's embarrassing.
The Atlanta batter who hit the game, got the game-winning hit to knock in Sid Bream.
I don't really know the Braves from back then. Not what? Oh, sorry. Who hit the ball? Drat, I don't know.
I'm going to mark that as a wrong answer. You're still batting 500 here.
Who was it?
Francisco Cabrera.
I would like to redeem.
He was a no name. Now, if I had asked who scored the winning run, would you have known?
Yeah, Bream? I knew.
Okay, I had to make that one a little tougher. Question number two: Paul Skeens finished third in the National League Cy Young voting in 2024. Name the last Pirates pitcher to win the Cy Young award.
Wasn't Gerrit Cole? He finished not first in 2015.
He did not win.
I know that. Doug Drabik.
That is
Let's
correct,
go!
Kallis.
Let's go!
In 1990.
Let's go!
I knew that from a video game.
Kallis, question 3 of the baseball portion of your Pittsburgh sports media citizenship test. The 1979 World Series champion Pirates adopted a popular disco song by Sister Sledge as their team anthem. What was the name of that song, which then became the name of those Pirates?
We Are Family.
Kallis, 5 correct. He is almost halfway home.
And a well-put-together test, I must say.
Thank you.
This feels well thought out.
Question number 4. This player, nicknamed the Flying Dutchman, is not...
Thomas Wagner.
6. Now we are halfway home.
Save time there.
Question 5. We're on premises here. This is appropriate. This affable Upper St. Clair graduate, known as the Mayor on account of his habit of making friendly chatter with opposing base runners, holds the distinction of having hit the first regular season home run in the history of PNC Park. Unfortunately, he did it for the visiting Cincinnati Reds. Who is he?
Sean Casey.
Mama, there goes that man again. Harold
Kallis. I thought Kallis. You were going with Ozzy, Mama, I'm Coming Home, which wouldn't have applied, but it's a great song.
Okay, Kallis, it's good. You have 7 correct answers right now. You're
7-3.
But I think
Big Daddy.
But I think you needed to bank some of them because we are approaching a sport that I do not believe is your strength.
Correct.
Hockey.
Yep.
Kallis, the Penguins won their first Stanley Cup in 1991. Yep. What team did they beat to accomplish this feat? A hint. This team later moved to a new city where they still reside and play. very key thing here. I need the name of the team and the location of the team where they were in 1991, not where they are today.
I actually not a clue. Not a clue. Not a clue, but I want to guess. But I can't guess because I don't know that much about the NHL, so I'm just going to pass. Don't know.
The Minnesota North Stars, who later became the Dallas Stars.
There's not even a chance in hell I would have gotten that.
That's the hardest hockey question, I think, for you. There's a couple layups here, and I think you got a shot at this. Mario Lemieux quite famously wore the number 66. Which other all-time Penguins great recently saw his number 68 retired by the team?
Jaromír Jágr.
That is correct, Callis. You have 8 correct.
Someone just drove by and screamed out their window, North Stars.
Baby, it's the power of the radio station. It's the power of 93.7, the fan. What can I say?
And the delay, which is wonderful.
Wonderful?
That's what my daughter says.
Awesome. Oh, okay. I thought you were just drunk.
Yep.
Question 3. Callis, by the
sons.
Way, Callis, by the way, needs 12 correct out of 20 to pass my test. Callis is at 8. Which legendary Penguins broadcaster, known for his unusual and memorable goal calls, tragically passed away this past February?
Mike Lang.
That is 9 for Callis. I think this one gets harder, though.
Okay.
I think this is what she said. This one comes. This one comes. That's what. Oh, yeah. Forget it. Forget it. When the Penguins won back-to-back Stanley Cups in 2016 and 2017, Callis, which goalie was in net for each cup-clinching victory?
Can I help at all?
No, no, no. I know it. Matt Murray.
Ah! Let's go! Folks, this is – it's getting late early out there for me. He's at 10. He needs 12. He's got 6 questions to go. He has acquitted himself very well.
My help was going to be it's probably not the guy that you were thinking of, but it clearly –
No, because Fleury definitely didn't. I know that. There was a whole thing in 2017. Anyway.
My man.
Which Penguins role player to finish out hockey – scored both goals in the team's 2-1 win over the Detroit Red Wings, excuse me, in Game 7 of the 2009 Stanley Cup Final? Mackey just said no way under his breath.
Is Red Wings what your son Red Wings. Calls the Red Wings?
Was it Brooks Orpik?
No. Oh. If Brooks Orpik scored 2 goals to win a Stanley Cup Game 7 2-1, they would put that in the Louvre.
Why would I say Hampton?
I don't know.
Talbots, that's their nickname, Max Talbot.
Oh.
Superstar treatment. All right.
Okay.
Callis, we're right where I want to be. You go.
You go
2 of 5 here, you're going to win.
No, I hope I don't blow it like this. Pitt did
the category here is Pitt.
You lost.
But it involves, hold on, Callis, it involves Pitt people. It might, the answer might not be like an exactly a Pitt thing. That's all I'm going to tell you. Okay. Question 1. This Hopewell High School star's decorated career included a Heisman Trophy, college national championship, Super Bowl title, and enshrinement in both the college and pro football Hall of Fames. Who is he?
Wow.
That was a horrifying
he
sounding.
Was a...
That was a tragic sounding laugh. What was that?
Well, Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl.
And he didn't go to Hopewell. You just found out earlier in this.
Central Catholic. Oh, man.
Yeah, you found out he didn't go to Hopewell.
Yeah, you're right. So it couldn't be him, right? So we're process of elimination here. That's one of the.
Yeah, oh, no, you're processing all right, and you are eliminating.
Shady McCoy.
Incorrect. Tony Dorsett.
Do we think McCoy gets into the Hall?
I think he has a pretty good case. He's an all-decade running back. I think he's got a real case. This is setting up. Now, it would take Callis getting this question correct to set up a potentially unbelievable clincher. Question 2. The most successful Pitt basketball team of Jamie Dixon's tenure grabbed a number 1 seed in the 2009 NCAA tournament, only to lose to Villanova on a heartbreaking buzzer beater in the Elite 8. Which all-time Pittsburgh sports villain hit that shot?
One of my favorite players of all time.
Shut up. I was in a bar in Chicago immediately ordering shots after that happened.
Me too, in celebration.
Shut up.
Nope, there's not even.
Scotty Reynolds.
Yeah, wouldn't know.
Okay.
Nope.
All right, now we're getting right to a point here where.
Is this
We have question 13 or question 9.
All right, Jeff.
Funny you should ask, Jeff.
Real quick, guys, I don't know if you guys were out here. Callis was meandering and hemming and hawing, trying to get an answer. And because there's a delay, Callis literally took a stab at the answer as someone is driving by, window rolled down, screaming. the correct answer to Nicholas Harry Callis. It was unbelievable.
Screaming Minnesota North Stars at the top of their lungs. Question number three of the pit category. Callis, I'm not gonna put extra pressure on you, but if you get this wrong, somebody within 5 to 10 feet of you is going to be deeply hurt and upset by it. What NFL team was former Pitt All-America and your current co-worker, Doran Dickerson, drafted by in 2010? Doran, I need you to turn around and not look at him.
Oh, man.
You cannot help him.
Oh, Harry.
What team was former Pitt All-America? I believe he was technically drafted and given a wide receiver number, but he does hold the combine record for tight end 40 time. What NFL team drafted Doran in 2010?
So I want to say the Lions, but that's not true, and I don't believe it was the Patriots. I want to say the Houston Texans.
Oh, yeah! My God! Let's go!
If you could see Doran before Callis answered, his shoulders slumped a little. There was a sense of I could feel pain washing over him emotionally. When Callis pulled the Texans out of the hat, it was like he won the lottery, the friend lottery.
I knew that, yes. I remember.
Wow. Oh, you gold-bricked us. Great.
And not only that, he got it right, and then it was more right because he was naming other teams that Doran played for.
I'm flipping the order of the next two here because I feel like he's going to get number four, and I'm going to jump to five. And
is he at 12 right
he's
now?
He's at 11 right now.
Oh, like, my.
It is truly you-know-what cutting time.
So he gets two, he goes over the number?
If he goes one for two, he wins.
Okay.
Current Pitt basketball coach Jeff Capel played his college basketball at what school? Now one of Pitt's ACC opponents.
UNC. No.
Tragic. Duke.
Oh, Duke.
Yes. Yes, Duke. All right, it all comes down to this.
So wait, it was Michael Jordan that played at UNC.
Yes, you've got it finally figured out here.
Jeez. It's a 3-2 count, Henry Davis to the plate.
All right.
Hopefully it's not that umpire that got called up.
This Pitt running back, and this is for all the marbles, you get it right, you win, you pass, you get it wrong, you fail. It has no bearing on your career, but it is compelling radio in my opinion. This Pitt running back beat cancer, was a key part of the last Pitt team to beat Penn State, was drafted by the Steelers, and now plays for the Arizona Cardinals. Who is he?
The chair gave out underneath him.
James Conner! Yay! Yay! I broke another chair at the buzzer! Woo!
Who's back in the studio right now?
Joel Nelson.
Joel, if you could please cut that, because I feel like we're going to play all the overnight highlights tomorrow morning. That one's going to be tough to beat.
Gotcha.
He beats the citizenship quiz with a buzzer beater, and in typical Harry Callis fashion, even though he has lost 56 pounds, breaks a chair.
It's the most Chris Farley thing that anybody who's not Chris Farley could do.
He broke two chairs today.
Harry, congratulations. I'll be very honest. I didn't think you had it in you.
See, it's people that don't have faith, and then I just pull it out of my rear end, baby.
Some of us believed in Harry Callis.
Good PR for Crowley. Very good. Thanks for being here, Crowley.
Congratulations on all your success.
I'm still skeptical of you and all of your attitudes.
All right. We got to take a break. We're way over time. This is the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. It is very easy to donate. Text the word FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-3456, 3456. You can also, to donate, go online, or you can throw it right in the booth. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Like his haircut, too. He's bald like me. Go online, 937thefan.com. We'll be right back. Callis, who has now passed his Pittsburgh sports media citizenship quiz, and Chris Muller on 937 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah, we are live right now at the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Hey, the odds are a call has gone out since we started this hour. That's the odds. Now, we haven't had one yet this hour, but we've had three calls, I believe, go out since we've been on premises today. Like, spots where people here who are volunteer firefighters at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department have been playing basketball with us 1 minute, and then dropping everything, boom, we're headed to the truck, we're going out on a call. It happened three times today. Volunteers in that community will wake up, or they'll stop watching TV, they'll leave their families to go serve you, to help you. That's why we're doing this. That's why we're raising funds to help these volunteers. The equipment's expensive. The trucks are expensive. The training's expensive. The costs pile up. You can help. So please consider making a donation of any size to help those who donate their time, put their lives on the line. I mean, no BS. That's not an exaggeration for us. We would really appreciate it. I know that they do as well. I am continuing to get a Steelers website is basically down right now. They have formally announced to have the Steelers, the Aaron Rodgers 1 year contract pending his physical being completed. I am seeing people indicate that it was a $20 million deal, but I cannot yet actually get that confirmed by being able to click on the Steelers site to read this. Okay? Like they do their little bit here. And they tell everybody, the first response, $20 million? Insane. And I am still waiting to try to get confirmation on whether that's actually how much money they intend to pay Aaron Rodgers to play quarterback.
Look how smiley he looks there, though, on X. That picture is great. He's just in a great mood to be here. I'm sure that was a Photoshop, though. No.
Andrew Stocky, who is over at Channel 4, said he loved the sports media citizenship test. He got 18 out of 20. He was taking it in his car with you at the same time. He got 18 out of 20. He did not get the Scotty Reynolds and Doran draft questions.
I'm glad I got Doran's, right?
Well, were you sandbagging? You can admit it now because you made it.
Okay, so you were being dramatic? Yeah, I thought it was great radio.
I saw him slump over.
I was like, oh, I got you, Doran.
You have an ear, yeah, you have an eye or an ear for great radio because that was incredibly compelling. And knowing you, this is why it's great. You have occasionally biffed some pretty easy sports questions before, so you thinking that hard about whether or not where Doran was drafted into the NFL was very believable. And then when you got it right, it brought the house down. Because I think you really had him fooled. I think he was genuinely crestfallen that you would not know the team. And then you even did one better. You named teams you knew he had been affiliated with.
Yeah.
it's not them. I don't think it's them either. If you had thrown in, I want to say Buffalo, but it's not, and then hit him with Houston, he might have had tears of joy coming down his face.
So Doran and I have a unique relationship. We love watching ourselves back on video from days where we played sports. And there have been late nights where he's invited me back to his house to sleep because we've, had a late night.
Okay, so he's letting you crash on the couch.
Right, but I mean, he would pull out DVDs of him from West Allegheny playing football, and he'd be just like, "Callus, look at this." So, and all of his jerseys in his house. I mean, he's got framed jerseys, which is awesome. And I mean, I keep memorabilia similarly. I never played in the NFL, but I could relate to that because I'm like, yeah, no, I take pride in my sports knowledge and what I've done, and so he does too. And so, yeah, I have the. What is it? The picture memory, right? I've got the visual memory.
You've got a photographic memory,
that's
huh?
The one. Yeah, I'm not going to be speaking properly tonight. I'm tired. I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning. So bear with me as I create terms or come up with terms in my head. But yeah, I have a photographic memory of his basement where I saw all of those, and I remember him talking about, yeah, I got drafted by the Texans, and here's what I did in the NFL for all the times he's talked on the morning show. So I got it.
Did you feel good about your chances how many questions in did we get before you started to be like, I think I got this?
We didn't get in at all, and I had confidence in myself. I can't not have confidence in myself. There was no questions I heard. I think I know a lot more about sports than Crowley makes it seem like I do on the morning show. I know a lot. I've paid attention to a lot. There, the NHL, college sports are not my strong suit, but I pay enough attention to have an idea of certain facts that exist in the history of all Pittsburgh sports and I know how to form my opinions as such. So,
you're a very confident guy, Harry.
I have no choice but to not be. I mean, come on.
That's a great outlook on life. Like I said, me and Crowley are like the polar opposites of you. Two self-loathing individuals, irreverent, self-loathing human beings.
Were you out here when I climbed up the ladder?
Yeah, I thought that was impressive too, genuinely. I've paid you three very genuine compliments now in the last 48 hours or 72 hours.
Yeah.
The first being that I thought what you did for the kids at the West Mayfield 10 and under league umpiring their game, when if you hadn't done that, they basically don't get to play, and a lot of parents don't really know what they're doing, so they don't want to do it because they don't want to look silly, even though it's for the kids. You getting behind the plate, putting on the gear, and calling balls and strikes and calling it, making out calls, I thought was a genuinely great thing. I'm proud of you because you got the sports citizenship test correct. And then you going up in that ladder was something that very few of us, I think, on the station would actually have the guts to do.
I just have a new outlook on life, and I mean, I'll get a little sensitive here for a second. Like, sensitive is not the right word.
Sentimental.
That's it. So bear with me. But being off the air for a month has given me just like a different perspective on life, and I mean, I really found a new appreciation. Not that I didn't have any appreciation, but I found a new appreciation for, like, here's what I'm doing. You know, and what I'm doing is pretty cool, and you know how I get to exist every day. Like, I love who I work with, and I love just the nature of what I do. And in that perspective, it's like, you know, now, you know, going out to those youth baseball and softball games and just being, you know, that guy, or like being able to support firefighters or feed the need when that comes up, being able to play in a baseball game, losing all this weight. I mean, life's just, it's good, and I'm content. I mean, I try not to take anything for granted, and it's just, you know, that's how I live my life, is just, you know, make bold decisions, be confident, take risks, and just take it day to day.
That's inspiring. I like to hear that. By the way, a little update. I have no idea what Rodgers is getting paid by the Steelers. One guy goes, $20 million. I think he was doing some heavy-duty trolling, because what am I saying here? The Steelers never disclose financial terms, even when they release something on the website. I'm the freaking person who makes that joke every single time a contract gets announced. I go, hey, you want to click it over, go there and watch them write, financial terms of the deal were not disclosed. It's maybe their favorite sentence in the world over there to write. So we still have to figure out what the financial terms are for Aaron Rodgers. How about a recap quickly, Harry, of your general thoughts on that situation? What a lot of people now are saying was a done deal for a long time. We just had to be patient, and it was a saga. Will he, won't he? I think people doing what we normally do in this business is just trying to take parcels and pieces of information and actually stitch them together into like a coherent narrative thought. Ended up being pretty simple. He was thrown to DK Metcalf a couple weeks ago. And what, 2 hours after the last voluntary OTA ended, boom, hi, I'm signing. It's official. So this was, I would say, probably as premeditated as everybody assumes it was. Just your overall feeling on him being a Pittsburgh Steeler, what you think of that, both from a tangible perspective, what it might or might not do for the team, and just also, since you just talked about how grateful you are to be on the radio, from the standpoint of what we do, he is one of the most needle-moving, polarizing athletes in the entire United States.
Yeah, and so the Steelers are just that much more interesting, and that's what I take from it. The Steelers stay interesting by making moves that are unique and are out of the ordinary. I mean, do they need Aaron Rodgers? Is Aaron Rodgers going to provide them any value this season? I don't think so. I don't think they're going to win anymore because they have Aaron Rodgers, but I definitely want to watch the Steelers more because Aaron Rodgers is on the team, and I'm more interested in Aaron Rodgers as the individual and how he'll mesh with the Steelers overall. I think that it'll be interesting to see how he interacts with Tomlin. It'll be interesting to see how he makes in-game decisions. It'll be interesting to see how his off-the-field presence impacts the team in all sorts of ways.
Do you think that he is going to come in and not stomp his feet? Literally, that would be kind of funny if he did, though. But demand to run the Aaron Rodgers offense, whatever that may be. Because I do think it's different from Arthur Smith's offense.
You know, and I did. And Austin and I were talking back at 8 o'clock, the 8 o'clock hour, about, you know, who would make more sense for the Steelers, or who might be better, who would you want, Mason Rudolph or Aaron Rodgers? And I think if you even chose Mason Rudolph, I think Mason Rudolph would be put back into the cookie-cutter Steelers offense. And Aaron Rodgers, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to have freedom. And even if the Steelers were decide to try to put some reins on him, they still wouldn't be able to, and he's just going to do what he wants to do. Maybe the Steelers want that. Maybe they want a free spirit, so to speak, on the offense and running the quarterback position and coming up with clutch quick play designs whenever the team's down, or maybe if the fourth quarter's close, or maybe just, you know, starting a game plan on time, actually, instead of always having to come back in games. Maybe they want that, and maybe they want to set that tone before they go into next season and find a quarterback in the draft potentially, or somebody that they can have more long term. I think that they want that guy who maybe doesn't listen to the standard preaching of the coaches and actually tries to do something that is
goes a little rogue.
Spontaneous, yes.
I'll give my rebuttal or rejoinder to that coming up in a couple of minutes. Let's check the Guardian Protection tote board right now. Last I saw, we were up above at the 60,000-plus mark now. I have seen, I think, 61. So we're, like, beating Roger Maris very slightly here. Huge thank you to everybody that has donated. You can go to 937thefan.com. You can also text FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-3456 on the Don's Appliance text donate line. More with me, Mulzey, and my buddy Harry Callis. He's now an official Pittsburgh media citizen because he passed the test, coming up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Our buddy Jolie Nelson is back manning the ones and twos at the studio. He's put in a long day. Big shout out here. I'll just throw as an aside to all the producers here that work at The Fan. These guys are working very hard. In some cases, like Callis, they are pulling double duty, producing in the morning, and then coming over here doing on-air shifts. Jolie was out there sweating up a storm on the basketball court. Slow release for Nelson, though. I think if he got by me, I would feel like I could get a swat on him pretty good on the court out there today.
Joel insulted me a couple times.
He did?
So it was raining, and I slipped, which is understandable. And Joel was like, oh, look, he got you, Callis. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I'm the only one, though, that went completely ass over tea kettle and fell on my my not-so-robust gluteus maximus and hip. So now, because I'm 40, I'll be sore for the next, I don't know, 2 weeks probably, because that's just how it is.
Yeah, I really got to stretch tomorrow to be ready for Saturday's baseball game.
Yes, you do.
I got to stretch tomorrow.
You certainly do love yourself some baseball, too. Mm-hmm. You're a purist. You said a couple of things that I did find pretty interesting about Aaron Rodgers. Maybe they'll get a guy who will just go rogue, in a sense, and do it his way. You don't bring – I'll say this much. One of my huge problems with Mike Tomlin last year's handling of the quarterback position was not that he went from Justin Fields to Russell Wilson and did so possibly as the literal only guy in the building who wanted to make that move. I mean, he does get paid money to make decisions like that and live with them good or bad, although obviously we know that Art Rooney doesn't necessarily hold his feet to the fire. I didn't think – when Mike Tomlin benched Justin Fields, he was benching a world beater, and then it looked like he was actually a genius because Russell Wilson came in, and even though it was not the most efficient and consistent offense, he would hit big plays. As soon as Russ started to turn the ball over, though, Callis, we saw Mike's tendency to want to grab the steering wheel like a driving instructor, right? Like, yep. I once had a driving instructor, like, yank the wheel and hit the special brake he had in the passenger seat to stop the car because he didn't think I was doing something right. That's Mike.
Were you? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's how it actually works. Wow. Like those cars, they have like some other brake for the driver or the driving teacher, the instructor.
Interesting.
To be able to stop the car like full stop if they think you're doing something wrong and they want to make sure you don't like drift into danger, they can do that. And so Mike put his hands at 10-2 and I think wanted to grab the wheel when the ball started getting turned over and he said, "I'm sorry, that's not the way. If I'm going to lose, we're not doing it that way. We're doing it my way." And I think what was noteworthy about that was that's Russell Wilson, a guy who he would say has the baseball card. He's been there. He's done that. Mike values that level of experience above a lot of other things in terms of what he values. And with Rodgers, in my opinion, you don't bring him in to neuter him. Mm-hmm. You don't bring in Aaron Rodgers, whatever you think he has left, right? You don't bring that player in and say, now you're going to do it very much our way, and you're also going to do it somewhat conservatively. Rodgers has actually had that problem in playoffs in recent years where he seems to be hesitant to let go of the ball. Like when he was still with the Packers, it was he couldn't cut it loose. They lost home playoff games as a result. I think the big litmus test, Callis, of this entire situation is going to be, can Mike, now that he's gotten his latest big name, end of the line, you know, in his career quarterback to come to Pittsburgh, the guy he used to make googly eyes at, is he just going to let him play the position? If you're going to go out, don't go out like a chump. Go out on your shield, which is one of my favorite like sayings in sports. It's probably more of a boxing saying than anything. Oh, I'm not going to fight defensively. I'm not going to try to make it all through 12 rounds. Like if I'm going down, I'm going down swinging. And if I'm going to have to watch the Steelers with a quarterback I didn't really want to see here anyway, which is where I would have zeroed out on Rodgers all along, at least let me watch him trying to do cool Aaron Rodgers stuff like he did for the first 15-plus years of his career.
I agree with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that opinion. That's all there. I don't even think that Aaron Rodgers is going to give the Steelers that opportunity to try to hold on too tight. I mean, on the field in the fourth quarter, I mean, we were talking about this before when Ben was a quarterback. Like, Ben just told Matt Canada, like, no, I'm going to do what I want to do. I think Aaron Rodgers may call his own plays. And what? How can the Steelers discipline Aaron Rodgers is the big question. Like, how is it possible that they can discipline him even if he doesn't, like, when he doesn't listen to Tomlin, which I think is inevitably going to happen. So I think the Steelers are in a situation, and Aaron Rodgers is in a situation where there's not going to be, I think, that overbearing control. Russell Wilson was somebody who always wanted the good PR. And so,
that's a good point.
And so if he, you know, he was going to listen to his coaches to not cause a problem because he wanted to make it seem like Denver was a fluke and he could play team with the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers, I don't think, cares to play team necessarily, and I think he'll do what he wants to do, being that this is probably his last opportunity to play on a football field, or maybe if he wants a new contract, maybe play well enough to at least get another one of those.
I think Rodgers is like, I think he just wants, he, I don't think he wants another contract. Yeah. I think Rodgers wants to write a better ending to the story here. Yeah. I think the only thing Aaron Rodgers really wants is that his career doesn't end with a whimper. I mean, Brett Favre's career ended in a very spectacularly bad way with him making, it ended actually in almost like a poetic way, where like if this were a movie, Brett Favre played great till the very end and then made one of the most inane decisions you'll ever see him make or a quarterback make, except for Brett Favre it was commonplace. Screw it, we're in long field goal range, but I'm chucking this bad boy back across my body and it's going to get picked off and cost his trip to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
It's still, while it's a bitter taste to the ending there, he got the Vikings to the precipice of the Super Bowl, and I think Rodgers wants like any facsimile of that. You know what I mean? I think that's that's where he really is coming from on this end.
He almost did the Brett Favre Farewell World Tour until he signed with the Steelers instead of the Minnesota Vikings.
I firmly believe this. I think he wanted to be in Minnesota. You'll never convince me, and he could never say otherwise to convince me, that he wasn't holding out hope and hoping against hope that Kevin O'Connell would say, screw this. Like, J.J. McCarthy, wait one more year. Although, if they were going to make J.J. McCarthy wait one more year, it was probably going to become time to trade him.
Yeah.
I think he really profoundly hoped that somebody from the Vikings would just give into the temptation of seeing if they could make Rodgers great again in an indoor environment with a great quarterback whisperer coach and call him up. And when that didn't happen, then I think his ability to do the full Brett Favre career arc ceased to exist. Callis. What else is on your mind, big guy? We got an hour plus left here. We've talked a lot of Aaron Rodgers. It's Fan After Dark. It's actually, what this is the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon Gone Wild. Now, it's like the preview of Fan 5 Alarm Marathon Gone Wild. Technically, that starts at midnight. Then it goes to 5 a.m. And that is sponsored by Living Treasures Animal Park in the Laurel Highlands. So keep listening, because the producers here will be taking full control of this show. I believe Mackie is going to be in with the wild animals that are the fan producers.
He's not coming on. I actually forget.
I think he's at 4 a.m. or something with Hillgrove till 6.
I'm not going to pretend like I remember everybody else's time on the schedule. I just
by the way,
Becker at 2 after.
Did you midnight. You started your day at the studio, right?
Yeah, I was up at 4:30. I woke up at 4:30, got to the studio at 4:50, and I've been up ever since. I'm tired.
I mean, are you going to make it to midnight is my question.
Yeah. I'm good. That's why.
How long do you think you could stay awake consecutive hours if you absolutely had to?
Wow.
When would you just keel over and like sit down and say, hold on, I'm just going to relax for a second, and then you'd be snoring? Do you think you could stay up for more than 36 hours straight?
Like, am I just sitting or am I actually?
No, you're
like, I can do whatever I want.
Presumably you're up and around, but at some point, like, your cognitive function is going to start like getting really rough. And
right,
you're just
like
not
right
gonna.
Now, we've got
one of the volunteer firefighters here who's like doing the 30 hours is what he thinks you could probably do.
Me? No, him.
Him.
He thinks he can do it.
I mean, people, like, they train Navy SEALs on like sleep deprivation and stuff, so they make those guys stay awake, and if you fall asleep, you basically fail the test.
I could probably do anywhere between 25 and 27, I think.
That's that is an insanely specific amount of time.
Well, I'm thinking
most people would say, like, I could do 25 to 30. I could do one of these very specific three-hour windows of time.
Well, I'm thinking about what I've done today, and I didn't think I was going to make it through today without needing a nap. And at this moment, I don't want to jinx it, but I feel good enough to keep talking and keep going, and I'm going to go play video games at midnight and try to stay kind of awake. But, yeah, I mean, if I make it to 4 o'clock, like Austin Bechtold and I are going to host that show from 2 to 4 a.m., I mean, if I stay up, I'm going to go shower after that, and I will have been up 24 hours. Because I'm going to shower before I've been sweating all day, too. I know nobody wants to hear how gross I am. I will. At 4:30, it will be 24 hours since I got out of my bed this morning. This morning. It's still yesterday.
Harry, would you say your favorite sport is baseball?
Yes.
I want to talk some baseball with you coming up next.
Yes.
I know Aaron Rodgers obviously signed, and we'll still get a little bit more into that. But
we've gotten over that. Let's go to something I like a lot.
Oh, let's just cater to you. Sure, make it all about you, Callis. We're going to be back outside tomorrow morning here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, so stop by and see us tomorrow morning. You'll get 3 raffle tickets, good for gift cards to Lamont, Monticello's, Mount Lebanon Saloon, or a signed Donnie Kelly baseball. So you'll get those 3 raffle tickets, pick what you want to try to win, and maybe it'll be your lucky day. So stop out and see us tomorrow morning again here at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. I'm Mulsey. He's Callis. This is the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Again, donate by texting FIRE, F-I-R-E, to 412-207-3456 on the Don's Appliance text line, or go online, 937thefan.com. We are doing this to help volunteer fire departments in the area. They would help you unquestioningly and immediately if the call went out and it was involving you or anybody else in the community. That is what they do. They run to danger when most people run away from it. They need your help because maintaining this equipment, maintaining this staff, training this staff, all of it, it costs a lot of money. And they're fighting a lot of other entities that need the money too when it comes to budgets. So help them out. Any donation amount you can contribute is going to be a big help, and you know we'll appreciate it. Hour 2, Mulsey, Callis, baseball, maybe even hockey, maybe even the NBA Finals. Who knows? The world is our oyster here on 93.7 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.